AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. We're getting close to thinking about basketball camps, and it's always good to start early. And I'm joined now by Forrest Witt. Forrest runs Precision Basketball. He's also the head coach for the Alexandria Cardinals boys basketball team. Forrest, thanks again for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Appreciate you having me on.
And of course, Forrest used to play college basketball at St. Cloud State, where he and I met when we were much younger than we are now. We don't need to talk about ages, though. but let's let's touch on your Precision Basketball, what you do first of all, and then we'll get into some of the different camp offerings that you have throughout the area.
Yeah, so Precision Basketball is a program that I've had for over 20 years. Primarily focuses on 1 week camps. We'll do some 3-day, 2-day, do a little bit of individual small group training, but kind of my focus at this time is camps. We'll move throughout the state, then in neighboring states as well. So, but yeah, just, and really the focus is fundamental skills. We do some team concepts. We'll do some 3-on-3 to break some of that stuff down. But, really trying to just teach the kids, motivate kids, and empower them to have the tools to then go on after camp and work on things on their own, because it's that's when they're really going to make strides and improvements is on their own. So, but yeah, we've been at it for over 20 years, and it's been a lot of fun to help kids out.
You know, one of the things I think I definitely noticed with basketball players as a whole is it used to be that if you're a bigger player, then you didn't work on dribbling skills as much. You didn't work on ball handling and things like that. But now, I mean, we don't know how tall people are going to get. And we also know that the game has changed so much that ball handling skills are valuable no matter what position you're playing, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at any level of the game now, and the sticking the tallest guy in the post is really kind of a lost concept. As a coach, you still want your big guys to be inside, but certainly you want your taller players to work on perimeter skills. And, you know, you see it very clearly in the NBA and at the college level that, you know, the 6'11", 7-foot guys are extremely skilled. And, that's something that I've always believed, that those guys should be working on those skills. But certainly the game is definitely changed in the last 15 years or so.
What is a good age level for kids, or grade level for kids, to start working on some of these things?
I think it comes down to, and my belief is, you know, when a kid gets that excitement and motivation and really that internal drive to really start working on things is when I believe that kid should start, you know, really pushing themselves. But I think, you know, getting kids involved in camps, as early as kindergarten, first grade, I think is good to give them those experiences, you know, across multiple sports and kind of seeing where they gravitate towards. And most of my camps, I'll start in third grade with kids going into third grade. I just feel like that's a good age where, you know, some kids have found that's something that they want to do. So they, you know, they have a little bit of excitement and motivation and come with a, you know, an open mind and excitement about learning. So, it's kind of, you know, you get out in the driveway and kind of figure out what you're interested in and get in the yard. But I do start in third grade with my camps.
So let's talk about the camp that you have coming to St. Cloud, July 16th through the 18th. This year you'll be at the Whitney Center, which, you know, I remember going there many times. Great facility for basketball. Tell me about the different options you have for kids that are going to participate in this camp.
So what I'll do is I break it down by 2 grade levels. So starting in third grade, so 3rd and 4th grade boys, 5th and 6th grade boys, and then 7th and 8th grade boys. This is going into that grade. And then I'll have a session 3rd through 6th grade girls. And again, about 80% of my camps focus on fundamental skills, you know, breaking down ball handling, individual moves off the dribble, off the catch. We'll get into a little bit with shooting, more so just individual moves, just because shooting requires a little bit more time just specific to shooting. But then we'll get into about 20% of our camps are team concepts, breaking down movement, screening, how to use screens, reading screens, you know, that type of thing, and give them a chance to play in a three-on-three setting. But again, it's more, I want to teach the kids, motivate them, and then empower them to, when they leave camp, take some of that stuff and other things that they have or you know, research to really improve and you know, get at it on their own.
So you've been fortunate enough to be able to coach your kids who are getting older. That's just how it goes. You got a 10th grader,
yeah,
a 6th grader, and a 3rd grader. Are they going to be helping you out with these camps?
My oldest, who's a sophomore, he may help out. He's done a little bit with helping out. You know, I try to get guys and girls that have played at the college level, maybe coached at the college level or high school level, certainly, you know, just to give the participants the best possible teaching that we can. But yeah, it's been kind of fun. My son has helped out, you know, more in a helper type role, not really a lead coach right now, but something that he's enjoyed. And it's kind of a basketball family, I guess, or sports family, kind of has been something that's followed us throughout. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, coaching is definitely in your blood. I mean, your dad was a coach, you're a coach. Do you think your kids might be coaches?
Yeah, possibly. You know, a little bit possibly too early to tell with the younger two, but I know my daughter has definitely expressed interest and certainly has some of the qualities of a teacher. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun to help them and work with them along the way.
Forrest, if people do want to find out more about this camp and get their kids signed up for it, what should they do?
The best way would be to get on my website, precisionbball.com, precision, P-R-E-C-I-S-I-O-N, bball.com. That would be the best way. And then I have phone number, all the registration is handled online. So that would be the best way to find out information and get in contact with me if there's any questions through a phone call or email.
Excellent. Hey, Forrest, thanks for taking the time and best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Good talking to you.
That's Forrest Witt. He is the head coach for the Alexandria Boys Basketball Program and also runs Precision Basketball. This is AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON.